There are an unprecedented amount of fish with cancerous tumors in a long lake spanning the border between Vermont and Quebec. Scientists hope genetics could tell them why. Vermont Public's Abigail Giles reports.
That's the sound of an electroshocking boat. It's putting a strong current out into the waters of Lake Memphremagog. The electricity is just enough to stun the fish, so they float to the surface, belly up. Scientists catch them in nets and plop them into holding tanks. They're looking for brown bullhead, a whiskered fish that likes to burrow in lake muck. The scientists want to test their skin, organs, and blood, and their genes. Pete Emerson is the state fisheries biologist for Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. He asked us to share that he had a stroke in spring of 2022, which has affected his voice.
We're on high of voltage, so right now about 360 volts.
He and others have found that between 35 and 45% of the mature brown bullhead in this lake have melanoma, a skin cancer. It's super rare in fish, especially bottom feeders like these. In fact, this rate of cancer has never been documented in fish anywhere else. Anglers started reporting that they were catching fish with tumors about a decade ago. Scientists at first thought the bullhead might have a virus, but so far they haven't found a smoking gun. And while people in Vermont love to eat bullhead because they're so tasty, that's not the only reason scientists are worried about these fish. Vicky Blazer is a fishery biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, which is partnering with the University of Vermont and Vermont Fish and Wildlife to try to find out what's going on.
Brown bullhead are a really good indicator species, particularly of sediment issues. And they've been used for decades in the Great Lakes as an indicator species. So we have a lot of data on them.
Think of an indicator species as sort of like a thermometer for the lake's health, a canary in a coal mine. Diagnose the fish, and you might find the pollutant. Vicky's done all sorts of work with bullhead in polluted harbors in the Great Lakes and Chesapeake Bay. It's led to toxic waste getting cleaned up.
So they've covered the contaminated sediment or did things to upgrade to keep people from continuing to put those kinds of chemicals into the water and the sediment.
But Blazer says she's never seen anything like what they're finding on Memphremagog. So far, they've tested fish tissue for PFAS, tiny so-called forever chemicals. They're testing the blood plasma, too. They've also tested for about 60 other chemical contaminants, including pesticides, PCBs, and heavy metals. And they've tested for chemicals called polycyclic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. These chemicals are associated with gasoline and other fossil fuels, and they've been linked to fish cancers in the Great Lakes. While most of the fish tested positive for PAHs, PCBs, and PFAS, the scientists say the concentrations are too low to single out a single chemical as the lone cause. And they found healthy fish with higher concentrations of these chemicals at other Vermont lakes and rivers. Vicky Blazer with the USGS hopes genetics might point them towards the answer.
So there are certain genes that will indicate what they've been exposed to.
Genes can be turned on and off like switches. Sometimes a chemical contaminant or radiation can flip the switch. Sometimes a virus. Sometimes both. To study that, you first need to know the genome of a healthy individual. And until this project, no one had ever mapped a brown bullhead genome. Julie Dragon is a geneticist at the University of Vermont.
We kind of liken it to a jigsaw puzzle where, you know, you've got the box as a reference and you're matching up pieces, right? But you need the picture from the box.
Next, Dragon and her team will compare the genetics of brown bullhead with cancer with the genetics of healthy fish, looking for places where they're different. She says it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. It could take a long time. And it could be that more than one gene or more than one trigger is at play.
It will not be easy to answer this question. I would love to say that sequencing is the end all to beat all, but it's not. I mean, it just gives us more to think about.
But some people in the Northeast Kingdom say, regardless of what's causing the cancer, there are steps the state could take now to improve water quality. Peggy Stevens is an organizer with the grassroots environmental watchdog group Don't Undermine Memphremagog's Purity, or DUMP.
I really insist that that is a really good reason not to ever deliberately or accidentally contaminate further the water of Lake Memphremagog.
There are a handful of industrial sites near Newport, South Bay, that DUMP and others think could be polluting it, like an old railroad yard. And then there's the Coventry landfill. State regulators have found that leachate from the landfill contains PFAS, and it used to go into the lake. Peggy points out that for some of these chemicals, the EPA has essentially said that any exposure at all is unsafe for human health. And while Peggy and DUMP do not blame the landfill for the bullhead cancer, she thinks it's a warning sign that regulators need to do more to protect the lake.
But it's just more about let's protect the lake from further contamination.
They're also concerned because the state hasn't made it crystal clear whether these tasty fish are still safe to consume. Still, for Pete Emerson with Fish and Wildlife, having the brown bullhead genome will be huge for diagnosing problems in polluted lakes all over the Northeast. And it could even tell scientists more about how chemicals like PFAS affect human tissue. He's hoping the cause is something fixable.
So people love to eat these fish. I'm really nervous that it might be something that we can't solve.
He hopes they'll get some answers in the next year or two. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Childs.